The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special program, The Special 10, in which we are going to be continuing our discussion with regards to the blessed lives of those 10 special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise in this very world from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as we have been discussing for the last couple of episodes, the blessed life of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. We will continue our discussion with regards to his blessed life. But before doing so, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He has stated that one day when I was going somewhere, I got lost on the way. Suddenly, I saw a person who asked me to follow him. I did as he asked. I thought to myself that he was Sidna Khidr ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. When asked, he replied that his name was Khidr. With him was another great personality. As I asked his name, Sidna Khidr ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam replied that he was Ilyas ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. I said, may Allah bless you. Have both of you ever seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? They replied in the positive, meaning yes. I said, please tell me some hadith you have heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that I will narrate it to others with your reference. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And they replied that they heard the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, the heart of the one who recites salat upon me is cleansed from hypocrisy, as cloth is cleansed with water. Furthermore, whoever recites sallallahu ala Muhammad opens 70 doors of mercy for himself. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islam brothers, as we hear time in, time out, again and again, the blessings of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But as usual, please do not, let's just not hear this and then just move on as usual. But actually make an intention to act upon it. And really, let's start to recite salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And as we mentioned in our previous episodes as well, that the minimum number that Sirah al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given us to recite salawat and salam upon our master, the owner of paradise, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The minimum number that Amir al-Sunnah has recommended for us to recite salawat and salam upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 313 times on a daily basis. And it is not a big task if we can commit ourselves to it, and if we can fix a time so that we can act upon this at a particular time on a daily basis, that inshallah azza wa jalla, in this way it will become a habit of ours and a routine of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we will look at a unique quality or a unique act of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And this is his connection with the pious people, with the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and particularly with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we heard, the kunya of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu was Abu Muhammad. Why did he have this kunya? Inshallah azawajal, we will explain shortly. But before this, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he named all of his sons after the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning he gave them the same names as some of the Prophets and some of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, it is stated that he radiallahu anhu, he had 11 sons and 4 daughters. According to one narration, 11 sons and 4 daughters. So he named his sons Muhammad. And this is why, as we mentioned before, that when somebody gains his kunya, his appellation, he is given this kunya due to various reasons, various possibilities could be there. For example, he possesses a certain attribute due to which he is called Abul so and so. For example, if he is such a great speaker, maybe he might be called Abul Bayan, because he has this quality of Bayan, of great speech within him. Or if he is for example, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he loved cats, so that quality was within him that he was called Abu Huraira. Likewise, the blessed body of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, when it was covered in dust, this was a physical attribute that he had at that time, so he was given the kunya Abu Turab. So likewise, because Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he named his son Muhammad. So after his son, he was called, this was his kunya Abu Muhammad. So this was his first son that we've seen. The first name that we've discussed is one of his sons, he gave name Muhammad. Likewise, he gave his son the name Imran. Now Imran, there are two individuals by this name. One is the blessed father of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, this might be an interesting piece of information for some of us, that this is the blessed father of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Imran bin Yashar. And the second Imran, the second individual by the name of Imran, is the father of the mother of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning the father of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her father is called Imran bin Masan. So meaning the first is the father of a Nabi, father of a Prophet, and the second is a grandfather, a maternal grandfather of a Prophet. And other than this, another interesting piece of information actually is the uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib. It is narrated that his real name was Imran as well. Abu Talib is also a kunya as well, and his name was Imran. But the first two that we've discussed, one of them is the father of a Prophet, and one of them is a grandfather of a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, he had this great connection with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he named his sons and his children after these individuals. So he named one of his sons Muhammad, the other Imran, and the other he named him Musa, and the other he named him Ya'qub, and then Ismail, Ishaq, Zakaria, Yusuf, Isa, Yahya, Salih, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Because we say Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in because at this point these are the names of the sons of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu anhu, even though they are named after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayhim salatu wa salam. So we realize, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he named his sons after the prophets alayhim salatu wa salam. So naming your children after the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pious individuals, naming them after the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, or naming them after the pious individuals, this is a sunnah of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, subhanallah. And naming for us, even naming our children after the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, is a means of blessings for them. And keep in mind that this is actually mentioned as one of the rights of the children. You see, our religion has mentioned the rights of everyone, beat a father, beat a mother, beat when a person, he is young, he is a son. When he gets old, he becomes a husband. Then he becomes a father and he becomes a grandfather. Maybe he's someone's neighbor. At each and every stage of his, likewise, you know, for a woman, when she's young, she's a daughter, then she becomes a wife, a mother, and so on and so forth. At every stage of a person's life, Islam has mentioned their rights. Islam has mentioned the rights of people in such a comprehensive manner. Only if we were to study and we would realize the beauty of Islam, the real and true beauty of Islam, how much significance Islam actually gives to the rights of the people. Islam even mentions the rights of animals. The rights of animals are even mentioned, let alone humans. So it is not that, ma'azallah, our religion does not pay attention and pay heed to the rights of the people, but rather it is us who have not studied the religion to a satisfying amount, to a good amount, and therefore we struggle. We struggle to realize the importance of the rights of the people, the significance of the rights of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to study our religion thoroughly and study the rights that our religion mentions. So it is one of the rights of your children, it is one of the rights of a child that he be given a good name. So giving a good name to our child is a right, is a basic right of our child. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the child has this right over the father, that he gives him a good name and teaches him good manners. So these are basic rights of the children that are mentioned in our religion of Islam. So now how should we go about naming our child? That's the question. The question arises that how should our child be named? So if we look at the teachings of the scholars, they say that the parents should give their child such a good name which he can really cherish for the rest of his life. This is like a basic gift that you're giving to your child. He should be able to cherish this gift for the rest of his life. And another very important point for us to keep in mind is not only in this life, but on the day of judgment, your child will be addressed by his name. Each and every person will be called out by his name and his father's name. So therefore, we have been instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The summary of a narration is that on the day of judgment, you will be called by your name and the names of your fathers. So give good names, keep good names. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So we realize that it is very important. So now what sort of a name should we keep? Something that the child can cherish and truly appreciate for the rest of his life, that he can remain happy with this for the rest of his life, and even on the day of judgment as well. So what sort of a name should that be? It should be the names of one of the pious companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya. Why? Because these were great individuals. These are our role models. These are great individuals for us. So for us, when our child grows up and he learns, I am named after such and such a great personality, this will encourage him to try to imitate and copy some of the attributes of that individual when he learns. For example, if somebody names his son after the blessed companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so if someone names his son, for example, Bilal, after the blessed companion Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu, now this son, as he grows up and he learns about Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu, about the sacrifices that Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu gave for the sake of Islam, about the difficulties that Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu went through for the sake of Islam, and then the love that he had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this passion of obedience that he had, all of these qualities, when our child learns about them, this will encourage him and this will make him feel good. I'm named after such a great individual. Likewise, you know, many other companions, the names of many other companions, such as Talha, that who we are discussing right now, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu ta'ala an. So give your children good name, and we need to keep in mind, as I've stated, as I mentioned, that on the day of judgment, our child will be called out by his name. So really a moment for us to ponder. Let's take a few minutes to think about it. If I am wanting to name my kids after a famous film star, after a famous footballer, after such and such celebrity, be it a Muslim name or be it a name with any good meaning, any good significance or not, I just want to name my child after so and so person. you know, this is something for us to ponder over. How would it be when our child is called out on the Day of Judgment with the name of a film star, with a name that has no positive meaning, that has no significance, especially no Islamic significance? And generally when we are going to be naming our child, this name, this responsibility is given to a close relative, for example, the auntie of that child, the cousin or the uncle of that child or whomsoever. And because we don't have the know-how and we don't really know the etiquettes and the manners of naming a child, and we don't have much Islamic religion, so we end up naming our children with names that hold no Islamic significance. And sometimes we give them such names which have bad meaning. And you know, even when you look at psychologists as well, psychologically as well, names have a great impact on your child's life throughout his life. And these are the, you know, psychology, maybe these are recent discoveries and recent theories within psychology, but these teachings have been with us Muslims from the teachings from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So as I mentioned, one benefit that your child would obtain by you keeping and giving him a name after the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, after the pious people, is that this will also give him spiritual blessings as well. Because he is named after such blessed personalities, this will definitely bring about blessings in his life and some spiritual benefits as well throughout his life. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Wahab Jushami radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded and has said, keep the names after the names of the Anbiya, of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. So give names following the names of the Anbiya kiram alayhim salatu wasalam. Sometimes we hear that so and so person, he truly lives up to his name. He has, you know, whatever the meaning of his name is, he has those qualities within him as well. And this is true, because sometimes the name does have an impact on the personality of a person. The name, that same effect and that same ta'thir is found within a person. So for example, it is mentioned in Bahar Shariat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahma, he mentions a narration by Sina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu an, that he says that my grandfather went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, presented himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam asked him his name, and he says that my name is Hazn. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam told him and advised him that you should change your name to Sahl, because Hazn means something rough, something hard and rough, and Sahl means something soft, because Sahl means soft and Hazn means rough. So you should change your name from Hazn to Sahl. And he says that this is a name that my father gave me. I will not change the name that my father gave me. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu, he says, as a result of that, even up until now, there is roughness and hardness found within us. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, there are many other narrations which we come across when we look at the blessed lives of these companions. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, there is a famous incident with regards to him as well, that he asked someone and he told him that my name is Jamra and my father's name is Shihab and my tribe's name is Huraqa and my place where I come from, the name is Harratun Nar. So these are all things that are related to fire, you know, the sparks and the heat of fire and so on and so forth. So he asked him all of these questions, and you know, even this place is stated as at Dhatul Adha, the place which has been engulfed by the fire, such a fire which has no smoke. So all of these things, they were related to fire. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, after hearing the introduction of this person, he says, go and, you know, go and see your family before, you know, they are burnt by fires, lest they are burnt by fire. And this person, when he goes to his household, he sees that his family has really been burnt and died. So this could be, maybe somebody thinking, this could be considered as an extreme case, But the point still stands that the names have an impact on the life of our child, on our lives as well. So my dear Islamists, it is very, very important, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for us to name our children following the Islamic etiquette, following the Islamic manners and method of giving names. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the time is actually coming to an end for this episode, and we have discussed just one point with regards to the blessed seerah of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, is his name, his names that he gave to his children. And from there, many Madani prayers that alhamdulillah we've had the chance to learn. Because as I've stated in our previous episodes as well, that these are chances for us to learn. We don't just listen to the blessed lives of these individuals just for the sake of listening, but rather we should try to listen to their lives so that we can act upon and benefit from their life in one way or the other. So alhamdulillah, this is one benefit that we've gained from the discussion with regards to the blessed life of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, that having seen that he named his children after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we had a discussion with regards to the manners of naming children. And this is nothing, this is still a glimpse. There could be so much more said with regards to the name and manner of and the method and the manner of naming children. There are names which are sometimes incorrect for us to name. For example, naming them after the blessed and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without placing abd before it. For example, Ar-Rahman is one of those names which cannot be used for the creation. So naming the son Ar-Rahman, this will not be allowed, but rather we'll have to name him Abdul Rahman, and so on and so forth. So there are still many manners to be discussed with regards to names. Really, this is information that we should seek, because as there comes a point, there comes a time in life where we need to either name a child, or somebody asks us, maybe where that uncle, where that auntie, who people shift the responsibility to find a name. And the demand always is, find a unique name. I want a name that, you know, nobody else has in the family. I want a name that I've never heard before anybody name their child with this name. I want a totally unique name. I want a totally fresh name, a new name. So in search of a new name, sometimes we end up finding names, and unfortunately a lot of the times what also happens is we, rather than consulting the scholars with regards to the meanings of the names, we use the internet and, you know, write in the word, what does this and this mean? And we just depend on whatever we found on the internet. You know, this name means this, but what is the authenticity of that source? We don't know. So unfortunately we have detached ourselves from this. So alhamdulillah, a beautiful solution and a quick solution to this is a book published by Maktabatul Madina, which is on this very topic of the manners of naming children and the rulings with regards to naming children, which names should be given, which names are not permissible to give to a child just on their own, and so on and so forth. And alhamdulillah, within there you'll find a list of names of boys and the names of girls as well. And within there you might actually find a unique name which you've not heard before, and you'll also see an authentic meaning for that name as well. So alhamdulillah, this topic, it is a very important topic that needs to be discussed. So it is good, alhamdulillah, that we have discussed it. And alhamdulillah, we have mentioned a great quality and a great attribute of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. So inshallah, in our future episodes, we will continue with regards to the discussion with regard to the blessed life of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. So now, keep in mind, as we mentioned, that he had, according to one narration, he had 11 sons and 4 daughters, and these were the names he gave to his children. Let's quickly recap before ending the episode. He gave his son the name Muhammad, Imran, Musa, Yaqub, Ismail, Ishaq, Zakaria, Yusuf, Isa, Yahya, Saleh. And speaking of good names, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu, even though his own name was Talha before the Islamic era, before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, in the era of ignorance he was called Talha, and even afterwards he was called Talha as well. And as we've discussed, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu in terms of the titles he was given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was given the titles of Al-Fayyad, Al-Jud and Al-Khair. So these are all, alhamdulillah, you could say come under good names. On the topic of good names, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to truly remember what we've discussed today. And before bringing this episode to a close, I would request to each and every one of you to attach yourself to the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami. So then, even, you know, something as simple as name, unfortunately, as simple as naming a child, we fail in the sense that we give him a name which has no Islamic significance, or which should not be given without anything else placed before it or after it and so on and so forth. So even something as simple as that, alhamdulillah, within the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, we even have guidance for that throughout our whole life, inshallah, azawajal. So attach yourself to the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, travel in the Madani qafilas of Da'wat Islami, fill in the Madani inamat on a daily basis, attend the weekly gatherings held by Da'wat Islami, and truly attach yourself to this Madani environment, and also bring your children and attach them to the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami. Admit them into the madaris of Da'wat Islami, the Madrasatul Madina, or the Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami, and inshallah azawajal, your child will come out with a great amount of knowledge, and he will be able to rightly guide himself and the family and the people of the area around him as well, especially if you send him to be a scholar in Jamiat al-Madina. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us the ability to remember, act upon and pass on to others what we've heard today, what we have discussed today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to maintain and keep in mind these manners of naming our children when we are to name our child. Ameen. Bijahin Nabeer Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special tense of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum.